Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 7:16, false start on me. Ian Ozan's here, co-host of the Manning Family Football, Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup. Morning, Ian. How are you?
Morning, Tommy. How are you?
Good to see you. And the football season flies by, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. We're already in the second half of the season. This is week six. In 5 weeks from now, we'll be opening the playoffs.
It's hard to believe. It really is.
Yeah, it goes by very quickly. You think of football as a long and plodding season, mostly because of how the NFL and college football run their schedules now. But high school is very much still a fall sport from September to December. And we're almost in playoff mode now. District seasons for the last few schools that haven't begun district play will begin district play tonight. We play these final 5 weeks, and brackets come out 4 weeks from Sunday.
You know, what throws me is that I used to think of football as a fall sport, but it really isn't, because by the time it turns cool, it's halfway over. You can't
right.
look at it that way. It's more of a summer/fall sport. Tell me where y'all are going to be tonight.
We're actually going to be in studio tonight. Since I'm doing the afternoon anchor shift, we're just going to do it from here tonight. But our games of the week this week, our Manning Family Children's game of the week, is Jesuit St. Aug. St. Aug last week lost to Etna Carr. In a valiant effort, you have to give the Purple Knights credit. They were hampered offensively by injury. They were without their leading rusher, Keith Hill, but they still hung 21 points on Etna Carr, which is something that's unheard of this season. Etna Carr, I think, is averaging only 10 points or so allowed per game, and the Purple Knights had the most success against them offensively this year. Etna Carr's offense, though, St. Aug had no answer for them, the St. Aug defense, that is. One of the St. Aug offensive drives stalled at the one-yard line, couldn't punch it in. That would have changed the momentum of the game. Etna Carr then went 99 yards downfield and scored, and that was all she wrote. It was all Etna Carr after that. The Purple Knights should be able to get a boost tonight. This should be a rebound win. Jesuits 4-1, but the competition they've played hasn't been that great. They're all around or just below 500. But if Jesuit can do what they did against Holy Cross last week, and that's run the ball, take chunks of time off the clock on every possession, they might have a chance this week. In fact, that may be Jesuit's only chance this week. They're also looking to see if their quarterback, Taylor Norton, will be able to start this week. He was out last week, but their sophomore backup, Sully Sullivan, great name, did a fantastic job.
Really?
That's his name. He did a fantastic job, led Jesuit to the win over Holy Cross.
He landed the offense.
He did a fantastic job. I think he threw for 2 or 3 touchdowns in that game. So even if Taylor Norton's not there, Sullivan is an adequate enough player that he could lead St. Aug to a victory. But again, it's going to take Jesuit to run clock and to keep St. Aug's offense off the field.
Recap that Holy Cross Jesuit game for me from last week.
So Jesuit last week, they came out fast. They came out furious. They won it big. I forget what the final score is. I'm going to have to pull it up. But Holy Cross, I don't think, was ever in that game. Mm. Jesuit came out, and from all the updates that we had from that game from Scott Phillips, it seemed as if that Jesuit was in full control from the very beginning, and Holy Cross never had a chance.
Doesn't get any easier for Holy Cross this week.
No, it doesn't get any easier for Holy Cross this week. And if you're a Holy Cross fan, you have to wonder who put this schedule together, because they're starting with the three best teams in the Catholic League. They lost to Etna Carr, they've lost to Jesuit, and now they get John Curtis. Mm-hmm. Last year, at this point, a John Curtis game would have been great, because John Curtis beat itself last year. The Patriots were turning the ball over, committing stupid penalties. This year, that's not the case. JT has this team back in prime form and in the top 10 of the LSWA Class 5A standings. John Curtis is not beating John Curtis this year. Case in point, they go over. They beat Warren Easton 33-29 last week, and Warren Easton's looking much better than they did last year. Holy Cross 0-2 to start the Catholic League. I don't see them going 0-3. And John Curtis runs the ball. They run it effectively. I'd bet this game would be over by 9 o'clock.
What I think is amazing is how you all cover not just what's going on in the city, but throughout the state. Some of the other games you're looking at?
One of the other games we're looking at is Alexandria and West Monroe, and people are thinking, why in the world would you be covering this? Because if Destrehan or Hanville make a run in the playoffs, they're going to play one or both of these teams. Alexandria right now, their average game score is 51-7. That's the average score for an Alexandria game. West Monroe is finally getting back to snuff after a few years of trying to figure out who they are as a team and a program. They went through a few head coaches, and part of that's because the parents and the alumni at West Monroe want a state championship every year. They are anal retentive about that, and if you don't get past the second or third round of the playoffs, they want the coach fired. Mm-hmm. And a few coaches couldn't handle that. They left. They finally have a coach this year that has them at 4-1. They're back in the top 10 of the 5A standings, the top 10 rankings. The question is, can West Monroe's defense slow down that Alexandria offensive attack, averaging 51 points a game? The winner of this game is likely winning District 2 5A and is going to be the favorite to make it to the Superdome in Division 1 non-select.
You'll be taking reports from all over the state tonight, won't you?
Yeah, that's one of those games we're taking reports from. We have reports from Lafayette Christian Academy against Lafayette Renaissance, which is a true rivalry game. Lafayette Renaissance is a brand new school. They've been open maybe 3 years. Mm-hmm. Their coaching staff all came from Lafayette Christian. Wow. Those coaches had a falling out with the management, the headmaster, the church that runs Lafayette Christian. So they picked up their toys and they went literally across the field to a brand new school. And now they're taking they took some of the players with them. They took some of the families, and a true rivalry has been born in the infancy of this new school. So that's one of the games we'll be tracking tonight. And of course, we'll be back here. Riverside taking on St. Martin's Episcopal. That's our Enterprise Staffing New Orleans Metro game of the week. Riverside has won every single matchup between these two schools since they began playing in 2019, when they were joined the same district, 10-2A. Riverside riding an 8-game win streak. They went on the road last week, beat defending state champion Vermilion Catholic 42-19. It was 28-7 at the half. So Riverside was never in doubt in that game. St. Martin's Episcopal, meanwhile, they're looking to right the ship against Pope John Paul II. And without LSU halfback Harlan Berry, who was there at St. Martin's last year, you can tell that Riverside is struggling this, or pardon me, that St. Martin's Episcopal is struggling. Without Harlan Berry, their offense has been slow to start, and I expect the same thing tonight against Riverside.
Y'all do a great job, man. I'm going to tell you, I love listening to it. You put Friday Night Lights on the radio. Friday Night Lights, Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup, presented by Acadian Companies and Dr. Pepper, tonight with Ian Ozan, my high school schoolmate Lou Valden tonight.
Lou sends his love, by the way.
Well, tell him hello for me, too. 7 till 10:30 here on WWL, 723 Traffic Now, WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.